Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pushy immense-style riot groove in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Minimal CPU, maximum movement. Now, when people hear the word ride, they sometimes think, oh, just another cymbal layer. But in drum and bass, a ride can do way more than that. It can act like a pressure engine. It can make the drop feel like it's leaning forward. It can glue the break and the bass together. And if you get it right, it gives you that jungle-informed momentum without cluttering the whole top end. So the goal here is not a big shiny wash. We want push. We want motion. We want something that feels alive, but still controlled. First, start with the right source sound. Keep it small. That's the big mindset here. You're looking for a short ride hit, a crash ride tail, a metallic percussion hit, or even a chop top slice from an amen break. If it's bright, a little dirty, and has a strong transient, that's usually a good sign. Drag that sample into a new MIDI track and load it into Simpler. Set Simpler to classic mode and use one-shot trigger. If the sample already feels usable, you can leave warp off and keep it raw. That's often the best move for a sample DNB feel. If the timing is drifting because it came from a loop chop, then warp can help, but only use it if you need it. Don't overcomplicate the source. Now tighten the sample before you even start rating the pattern. Shorten the decay so the tail doesn't smear over the snare. If the hit is too spiky, soften the attack just a touch. If it's too wide or too muddy, use Simpler's filter to trim the weight a little. After that, keep the process in light. An EQ 8 with a high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz is usually a good start, because we want to keep this out of the kick and subzone. If the top is too sharp, make a small dip around 6 to 10 Khz. Then, if the sample needs more density, add a little saturator with soft clip-on. Just a bit. The idea is to help it cut, not to turn it into a huge effect. And here's a useful teacher tip. In DNB, louder is not always more energetic. A shorter ride with a strong transient often cuts through better than a big, bright wash. That's especially true in dense drops, where the bass and breaks are already filling a lot of space. Now let's program the groove. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip, depending on how much variation you want. At around 170 to 174 BPM, you can build a groove that feels modern and driving. If you're going for a slightly more jungle-informed feel, you can sit a little lower, but the concept stays the same. Think in terms of forward lean. Place hits on the offbeats. Add a few quick 16th note pushes before the snare. Leave some gaps. We do not want a wall of constant cymbal noise. We want the groove to breathe. A good starting idea is to put the main hits on the ands between the kick and snare, then add a little double tap leading into the 2 and 4 backbeats. That creates tension and release. It gives the ride a feeling like it's chasing the drum pattern rather than just sitting on top of it. Once the notes are down, don't just quantize everything and call it done. Use quantize as a starting point, but then nudge a few hits a little by ear. Even tiny timing changes can make the pattern feel much more human. In this style, a few milliseconds can make the difference between robotic top loop and proper rolling pressure. Next comes velocity, and this part matters a lot. Velocity is not just about volume. In drum and bass, it shapes the groove itself. Strong hits can sit around 100 to 127. Normal driving hits can live in the 75 to 95 range. Ghosted support taps can drop down into the 40 to 65 range. Try making the first hit of each bar a little stronger. Accent the lead-in to a snare or fill. Then back off some repeated hits so the ear doesn't get numb. That little contrast keeps the loop moving. It also helps the ride feel like it's responding to the drum pattern instead of just repeating mechanically. If you want a more broken jungle energy, mirror the kick snare push a little bit in the velocity pattern. That way the ride feels like it belongs to the break, not just to the metronome. Now, let's add some groove. If the pattern feels too rigid, give it a little swing. But be careful here. The amen already has a lot of motion built into it, so you don't need to go heavy. In Ableton, you can use the groove pool and apply a subtle swing template or groove from a break. Keep the timing amount modest, maybe somewhere around 10 to 30%, and keep random low unless you specifically want a looser jungle vibe. For darker rollers, stay tighter. For jungle or broken tech sections, you can push the swing a bit more. Just remember, the ride should support the break, not fight it. A very useful trick is to make two versions of the same groove. Duplicate the clip, apply a slightly different groove amount, and then automate between them every 8 bars. That gives you subtle variation without building a whole new part. Now let's keep the sound character interesting without stacking a bunch of CPU-heavy layers. If the ride is clean but a little too polite, Use stock tools to give it some attitude. Drum bus can add a little drive and transient presence. Erosion can add a hint of gritty edge. Redux can make it feel more sampled and a little older if you use it carefully. Auto filter can help shape movement or tone. A simple OCPU chain could be simpler, then EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus. That's already enough in a lot of cases. Keep the focus on presence and density, not size. In a DNB mix, the ride should cut through, but it should not become the star of the whole high end. Now let's think like arrangers, not just loop programmers. Once the groove feels good, turn it into a song tool. Automate filter cutoff over 8 bars before a drop so the ride opens up gradually. In breakdowns, you can send a little to reverb, but keep it subtle and pull it back hard when the drop lands. You can also automate volume or device on-off for switch-ups. Even small pitch automation can create tension before a transition. A strong arrangement move is to start with a filtered ride fragment in the intro, then open it up as the build develops. In the drop, bring in the full groove lock to the amen. Then for an 8-bar switch-up, mute every second bar or strip out the tail for a halftime kind of reset. That kind of contrast is gold in DNB because it keeps the energy evolving without needing a brand new lead sound every section. Think of the ride like a pressure valve. It can raise the tension, but it doesn't have to take over the track. That's a really important perspective. Once the groove works, resample it. This is one of the best CPU-saving habits in Ableton Live 12. Solo the ride track and bounce it to audio. Then chop it into 1-bar or 2-bar pieces. Now you can reverse a hit, fade between sections, or use the audio as a transition object later. It's faster to edit, easier to arrange, and much lighter on CPU than keeping a live device chain active everywhere. And if you're working in darker or heavier DNB, resampled top loops are incredibly useful because they let you keep the same rhythmic identity while still making quick changes. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. One is using a ride sample that's too long. If the tail washes out, it starts sounding like a bright cymbal blanket instead of a rhythmic engine. Shorten the decay, high pass it, or choose a tighter sample. Another mistake is making the groove too busy. If you keep adding notes just because the part feels empty, you can lose the push. Often, removing a few notes creates more power than adding more. Also, watch the relationship with the snare. If the ride lands too close to the backbeat, it can smear the punch. Shift the note a little earlier or later, or shorten the tail. And don't overprocess the top end. A small EQ cut and a little saturation usually go further than a huge brightness boost. In this style, you want clarity, not glare. A few pro tips before you wrap this up. If you want a grittier jungle edge, use a slightly worn or detuned ride source. Imperfection helps a lot. You can also add a quiet ghost hit every couple of bars, using the same simpler patch at lower velocity. That gives you extra movement without adding clutter. If the ride feels too constant, sidechain it very lightly to the kick or drum bus. Just enough to create space, not enough to make it pump obviously. You can also automate a narrow bandpass sweep during transitions to build tension. And always check the ride in mono, especially if the bassline is wide or animated. The groove should stay stable and clear in a dense mix. Here's a good mini practice challenge. Build 2 versions of the same ride groove. Make one clean and tight, mostly offbeat, with smart velocity variation. Make the second a little dirtier, maybe with one extra pickup note and a touch more drive from saturator or drum bus. Then resample both and arrange them across a short section. Listen to which one pushes the track harder. That's really the core lesson here. Make the source small. Keep the decay controlled. Use velocity and timing to create motion. Add only the processing you need, and resample once it works. Do that, and you'll have a ride groove that feels like it belongs in a proper drum and bass arrangement. Punchy, alive, and light on CPU.